Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
7. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
They ask me how I knew my true love was true.
As the Platters bring this back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rick Newman's our guest. Yahoo, finance.yahoo.com, finance.yahoo.com. That's how you find Rick's work. He's a columnist there for Yahoo Finance. Rick, thanks again for being here. He's the author of Rebounders, also Liberty for All. Rick, you wrote recently about the economy under President Trump. What's the news there?
The news is good. We are doing a long-term project tracking the Trump economy. The way we're doing this is we are comparing the economy under Trump with the economy under other first-term presidents going back to Jimmy Carter in the 1970s at the same point in their presidency. So how is Trump doing compared with other presidents at the same point in their terms? And with the, by our criteria, when we first launched this in May, we gave the economy a grade of B. It inched up to B plus, and it now we're now grading the economy as an A minus.
Wow.
Things are going well.
What are you attributing it to?
Employment is, job growth is strong. Manufacturing employment has actually been strong. Ironic, because Trump rode to the White House complaining that we don't build anything in America anymore. We need to get some of these blue collar jobs back. Well, they are coming back anyway.
Yeah.
Stock market has been strong all year. It's up about 9% so far this year. We've just seen steady growth there. Wage growth is actually doing okay under Trump if you compare him to what was happening under other presidents. So you put it all together, and, Trump is I think the best way to put it is he had lucky timing. He came into office just as the economy was finally sort of gathering strength, and this, we're in the ninth year of a recovery since the last recession,
right.
And job growth has been very strong for about 4 years. So
I'm gonna give you all of that you just said. I'm not gonna argue with you about the timing was good, because I don't think you're wrong about that. There's a couple of things that are missing though from your analysis, if I may stick them in there. Number one, I do think there's something to be said for a president, and I'm not, everybody knows listening knows that I'm as much of a detractor of President Trump as I am a supporter. He's got plenty of things to point out in both ways, but there's something to be said for a president who stands up for Americans. And one of the things that Trump is doing a lot better job of than Obama is he's standing up for Americans. I think that attitude, that behavior, those words are not for nothing in the economy, number one. Number two, and I've said this before, I love reporting this, President Obama had 3 years of record regulations, 14, 15, and 16. Every year was a record. And my regulation experts are telling me there are essentially no new regulations. That's not for nothing either on the economy.
Yeah, I'll grant you that, Jim. In fact, every time we publish one of these updates on the Trump economy, we get into big arguments about how much credit does Trump deserve. It's impossible to actually break down exactly how much is due to underlying economic trends and how much is due to any one president's particular policies. I'm not sure words make that much of a difference to the economy. They could have some impact on confidence, I think, in the short term. Over time, it's going to be things, actions that happen.
I do think that certain things are going to have to happen to sustain those, to undergird those words. I agree.
Yeah, and I think the one single thing that has boosted confidence more than anything is Trump's pledge to cut taxes and the belief that now that we have Republicans in charge of both branches of government, that we're going to get tax cuts. I think that is baked into the stock market gains we've seen so far this year. And I think that has contributed to confidence, at least at the corporate level.
But that rolls right into another one of your pieces, is that Congress is going to have to start doing their job.
They're not governing.
The Republicans are not governing.
And you can never count on Congress doing its job, obviously.
You can count on the Republicans continuing to be the stupid party, though.
Yeah, probably. So the question is, the big question for markets is, will there be some kind of tax cut, and will it be more or less at the as significant as I think investors have been hoping for, based on where stock prices have been going? And I think up till now, markets have been giving Trump a pass and Republicans for not being able to get anything done, because markets do seem to think there is going to be some kind of tax cut. And if there's not, I think we will see a payback.
But that ship's about to sail, isn't it?
Don't know. This is the usual complicated. It ought to be simple, but Washington doesn't work that way. So
one of my top political operatives was on earlier today on the show, and I asked him point blank, "Are we going to get tax reform this year?" And he said, "No."
Well, does he think we're going to get it next year?
I didn't ask him that.
Well, I don't think it has to come this year, but it has to come within the first 6 months of 2018.
Because you and I both know election years, there's not much gets done in election
years. Yeah, that's right.
So I am so disgusted with the Republican Party right now. I don't know what to do.
What you should do, Jim, is turn off CNN.
I don't listen to CNN.
TV.
I have. I don't watch as much of it as I used to. I'm sick of them. I'm disgusted with them. They couldn't do health care, and they can't do tax reform. What good are they? What are they getting their paychecks for? That's my question.
Good question. Why do they even go to work?
Quick break. We're going to be...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.